This Two Lectures episode features blogger and editor of the Messy Heads magazine, Emma Mercury, recorded live at the global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2017.
Hi guys, my name is Emma. Thank you for all coming, although you had to, you didn't really have a choice. So like she said, I have a magazine called The Messy Heads, and I'm just gonna be talking today about the concept of perfection and how I used to call myself a perfectionist and how that drove me to create this platform and this publication. So I'm gonna take you guys back to before I was born, I guess. My mom has been struggling with anorexia for her entire life and still does. And when I was younger, I can remember being maybe 5-4 years old and her being like, you will never be perfect. Don't ever try to be perfect. Like, you are not gonna, you're a flawed human. I remember being in like my little princess dress running around being like, what do you mean? I'm so perfect. Like, I'm the best thing to grace this earth. And then fast forward a few years, I really started falling in love with print media and would just tear apart magazines. Like, that was my favorite thing, is coming home and seeing it on the counter and getting to read all the new articles and cutting out little things. Like, you could not even see the paint on my walls when I was growing up because they would just be plastered with images. And then it started kind of going in a negative route, you know, because I loved the art of it and I loved the combination of photos, graphics, and text, but the meaning behind it wasn't really satisfying. I was maybe 11 and 12 and putting up, if any of you have read 17 magazine, they have all of these workouts, every single magazine. And there was like, how to lose 10 pounds before summer. And I'm 12 years old, like I shouldn't be thinking about stuff like this. I shouldn't be doing crunches every day trying to get a perfect summer body. I should just be worrying about like playing rec soccer and scoring more goals and that type of thing. And I started to look around at my friends as I grew older. It's maybe 16, and one of my best friends was cutting herself, and the other one was bulimic, and the other one was anorexic. And I started to understand what my mom was trying to show me, and that's me not being perfect was my little shield against this world of media that was trying to destroy my confidence and prey on my vulnerabilities. And especially media directed towards women, I feel is extremely harmful. I'm getting a little bit emotional talking about this, but no matter what you're reading or consuming, they're trying to get you to buy something, you know, and especially with beauty products. You're not gonna buy a beauty product unless you don't feel beautiful enough as you are. So ads, magazines, TV shows, the underlying message is that you're not good enough in some way. From your head to your toes, you need to whiten your teeth, you need to straighten your hair, you need to wear a different outfit, you need to be on trend, you need to just fix everything. You're not good enough in your natural state, because if you were, they wouldn't be making money. You know, the beauty industry wouldn't be a billion-dollar industry if everyone was okay with how they were. So it's just never, never, never ending. So I want you to think about maybe something that you didn't like about yourself at a time and how you work to change it. And so like for me, didn't really develop. I've always had really small tits. So I bought myself like a push-up bra. I remember going to school and being like, yes, like this is what will make me confident, right? But it doesn't, because you just find something else that's not right with you and want to change that instead. It's just never, never, never ending. And just before I came to do lectures, I was down at the beach in Nice in France, and it's like so beautiful. The bluest water you've ever seen just sparkles when you look out at it. And the sky like fades from light blue to like a piercing, they have a certain word for it because there's no other blue like this in the world. And I'm just sitting on these rocks, looking out at the ocean, and I can't believe like how beautiful this moment is and how lucky I am to be in it. And behind me, I hear a conversation of, and they're like British girls, so I'm eavesdropping because I can understand the language, it's not French, so it sticks out to me. And it's two friends having a conversation. One of the friends is crying. And first of all, the friend consoling her was like an A1 friend. She was like, don't worry, whatever you're going through, like I've been through that, like you can be vulnerable with me, I promise you I'm feeling it too. Which is like, pro tip, that's how to be a great friend, is not to minimize their pain, just be like, I'm with you. But and the friend was like, I don't wanna go in the water because then my hair will get frizzy, and if we take a photo later, I won't look good in it and I'll feel shit for the rest of the day. And I just remember kind of feeling frozen and like shooting back to who I was when I was 15 and thinking about how something that small could ruin your whole day, you know? And the girl went on and was just like, every time we take a photo, I don't look as pretty as you guys, and I feel like shit, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse. I'm sorry. This is a teen thing. And just the concept of perfection can not only ruin your day. You know, she wasn't at this beach with, like I was. I looked over at my friends, and they're on the shore, like completely rolled over, topless with their belly rolls, and they're stacking rocks on their head, like splashing in the water. And I was like, wow, we have come so far, because I'm really lucky to be in a friend group where we don't compare ourselves to each other. We're just really supportive. And I forget how hard and how long of a journey that was. So, hold on. So what if we actually just stopped and said to ourselves, I will never be perfect, and let ourselves sit in that phrase and be empowered by that? What might happen? How might that have changed that girl's day in the south of France? Where would all that money go? You know, money spent towards getting the newest sneaker, high-end makeup. I have friends who have gotten Botox and liposuction at like 20 years old. It's a lot of money. Maybe it would go to trips or experiences or investing in new camera equipment or following your passions and really feeling whole. Where would all that energy go? Time spent during the day wondering how you look, wondering what other people are thinking about you, all this anxiety built up. Maybe this energy would go towards daydreaming and being present in the moment. And where does all that time go? Time that you spend in the morning getting ready, time you spend in the mirror hating yourself. Maybe it would go towards actually figuring out who you are on the inside. So I just want to pause for a second and kind of meditate and think about your day, morning to night, and how much energy you spend on this never-ending chase of outward perfection. If you wake up, maybe you check your phone, maybe you posted a lit photo last night, you know, you want to see who's liking and who's commenting it. That's some thoughts towards how you look. Maybe you go into the mirror. What's the first thing that you say to yourself? What's the first thing you want to change about yourself? How much time do you spend before you finally get the courage to go outside? That's some time spent. Now, the middle part of your day, whatever you do, school, work, how much time is spent thinking about, is someone noticing my scar? Does someone notice I'm breaking out right now? Can someone see my roots because I haven't dyed my hair? All these little things, all these little worries. Am I putting my best foot forward? Do they notice what I notice? Do they see all of my imperfections because that's all I can see in myself right now? And then no matter how busy you are, how many people you live with, I've lived with 6 roommates at a time. All of us have alone time. So think about, how do you talk to yourself when you're alone? Do you talk to yourself as someone who you love and respect? As someone who's a friend? Or someone who's a failure and not good enough right now? So just think about how you think about yourself. And then your day's over. What did your energy go towards? And your energy that you put towards is who you're going to become and who you are. I was in a psychology lecture, and my teacher brought up the story of the good wolf and the bad wolf. So the bad wolf is essentially your ego, your fear-based thoughts, that voice in your head telling you all these bad things and telling you that they're true. And then the good wolf is wanting the best for you, loves you, respects you, wants you to live your fullest life, wants you to experience light and love and all these positive things. And they're constantly at battle from the day that you're born until the day that you die. So you just have to wake up and ask yourself, which wolf do I want to win today? And you're going to have days where the bad wolf wins, and you're going to have maybe a year where he wins every single day, and it seems like it's not going to get better. But you just have to start giving your energy and feeding the good wolf, and eventually it's going to get strong enough to where it wins pretty much every day. And whatever you're putting your energy and thoughts towards is what you are going to become and what your reality will be. And you're kidding yourself if you think that hating yourself and picking yourself apart now is going to make you love yourself and better yourself in the future. It's just not, you know. You have to love who you are despite your flaws today. And seriously empower yourself with the phrase, I will never be perfect. Okay, so now that we've recognized that, where do you go from here? I've been working at this for a long time, and so I've just kind of realized I'm never gonna be the prettiest, I'm never gonna be the smartest, I'm never gonna be the skinniest or the best at anything, but that's not in any negative way. That makes me feel good. That makes me be like, the pressure's off, you know? All I can do is focus on being the best version of myself. That's really true. Doing the things that make me happy and make me feel fulfilled, writing, creating, being with people that I love, going places, exploring, trying new foods, that type of stuff, and focusing on my inner self, how I'm feeling. That's so much more important than how I look. Because you can look perfect on the outside and be completely destroyed on the inside. I want to talk about social media for a second. I know that it's kind of over-talked about, but raise your hand if you have an Instagram. Yeah, okay, me too. It's easy to see in advertisements when something is Photoshopped, yeah? It's easy to be like, this isn't real life. On social media, it's the same thing. And trust me, because I've been friends with a lot of those girls who look perfect online, and they're all so miserable. They all Facetune their photos, they all take 500 or so photos to get the perfect one, and it's as contrived as what you see in magazines, what you know to be fake. And so this is something that you can do today to help feed that good wolf, is go on your Instagram and scroll through and just whatever first thought comes to your head, listen to it. You see someone's face, I wish my face looked like that. You see someone traveling, why can't I travel like that? Unfollow them. You do not need to be having those negative thoughts every single time you unlock your phone. Even if they're your best friends, if they're your best friends, they will understand. I've been in rough periods of my life, my friends are thriving, and I'm like, yo, dude, no offense, but like, I love you and I want your success, but seeing that right now is hurting me. And it's nothing to do with you, it's to do with me. So that's something that you can do right now, is unfollow people that you're following for superficial reasons or that make you feel not as good with who you are right now. It's a small first step, but it really, really helps. And loving your imperfect self is gonna take a lot of time, because we have to clear so many years, first of all, of conditioning, and then so filter out so much media that comes at us. And it's easier on yourself by changing what you consume. You know, you can control who you follow. You can control what you read. You can control what shows that you watch. And that's a small piece of it. But we all know that we can't always control negative thoughts. They sometimes pop up, you know? So at least choosing what you're paying attention to will help point you in that direction. So, how else can we make it easier to accept and love ourselves? Love our imperfect selves. Changing how we talk to ourselves is really important. Comfort negative thoughts. I think that when you're on this journey of positivity, you might have a negative thought and be like, why did I think that? I'm such a failure. Like, why did I think about skipping a meal? Why did I think about that I don't look good enough? Whatever, that's okay. These thoughts are gonna arise, and you just have to not associate negative feelings with negative thoughts. You just have to take your little like mental metaphorical hand and be like, I'm sorry that you're feeling this way and it's not the truth. And I know that you don't see that right now, but one day you will know that that's the truth, that you're okay with who you are right now. You know, you gotta be like your own best friend in a sense. You wouldn't tell a best friend some of the mean things that you tell yourself. And you don't need to put negative feelings to negative feelings. Okay, sorry. And cycling back to why I started the Messy Heads and my platform and all of that type of stuff is I just wanted to create something that didn't focus on women and men. You guys deal with a lot of like hyper-masculinity in the media, and I know and recognize that, but I don't. I can't talk about that because I haven't experienced that. But I wanted to create something that focused inward, because everything in those magazines on the racks. I promise you, even the articles that look like they're normal articles are paid for whatever reason for your outward appearance. And I created something that I wish I would have read when I was your guys' age, because I had to figure out all this stuff the hard way. I said stuff this time instead of shit. Are you proud? And I think that The Messy Heads is successful when it creates a conversation about something other than what we look like, something about our passion, something about women as a brain and a soul and not just a body. And I'm not saying that you need to like disregard your physical appearance, because your outward expression is a very good barometer of who you are. You know, you dress cool, you dress creatively, but you have to make it fun and not where you're lacking. Do you know what I mean? Okay. And I know that I have worth and value and deserve love and happiness despite my imperfections. Yeah. And thank you.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.